This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's not officially the soundtrack, but Dr. Dre's companion album to this weekend's big movie, Straight Outta Compton, is doing all right for itself. It's number two on the Billboard charts, and it logged about 25 million streams on Apple Music, the only place other than iTunes where it was available. Garrett Kennedy covers music for the Los Angeles Times. It's great to have you back.
Thanks for being.
Do you think that Apple and specifically Dre in this instance are sort of hurting themselves by limiting where that album can be?
That's a tough question.
Because it could have been a zillion downloads. I mean, if they'd thrown it on Spotify and Pandora and all that stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're throwing it on Spotify and Pandora, that's still just giving people an opportunity to listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, so I think by the, you know, releasing it the way that they did was they said, you know, hey, we still want you to really pay for this album. I mean, right. even if you're streaming it, you're paying for Apple Music and it's a brand new thing. So you're having that conversation with people talking about Apple Music.
The problem is that it's not the first user in the space, right? People are right. already loyal to Spotify and Pandora. Once that 3-month free trial thing goes away, how do you think Apple Music's going to do?
I think what's going to separate them is they're a beast in this industry.
Yeah,
they're always going to be able to fall back on that. They're going to be able to fall back on the fact that you will have somebody like a Drake say, well, I'll just put my video out on Apple. So they have so much clout when it comes to things like that. And the stars see it. I mean, look at how quickly it was from when Taylor complained about it to how they changed things around. So, I mean, they're listening and they want to be a leader in this and they're working really hard to do it.
How do you keep track of ratings and rankings and who's doing the most of whatever when you've got streaming, you got the downloads, you got the physical purchases, you got this thing called album equivalent units.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we supposed to
do
with that?
Confusing, right?
Yeah.
It's confusing.
Well, that's why you're here.
It's you know, the hardest thing for me, I like to look at, you know, the artists who have zero streams, you know, the people who are not putting their things on, you know, some of these platforms like a Taylor or somebody like that and still can sell all this stuff versus, you know, a Dre. You just mentioned 25 million streams. Did he sell 25 million copies? He didn't. He didn't. So, you know, I think it's interesting, but I think it just shows that more people are still streaming. I mean, that's a battle that's going to keep going on, and we keep trying to figure out the answer. And I don't think there really is an answer. I think the answer for the consumer is what works for you. You know, if you know that you like, you know, to stream XYZ artists, if XYZ artist is not on Spotify, then don't pay for Spotify, pay for iTunes.
But I'm only paying for one, right? I would consider, and maybe this is just me, I would consider going without the artist rather than paying like $40 a month or maybe for, you know, Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, and you know, who knows what else.
Right. But I mean, the argument that I have a lot of friends is, you know, if you're going to pay $10 and you want to stream all of this, do you still really think that you're supporting the artist? Because when the artist puts out an album and you go stream it and you don't buy it, what do you think that artist
Okay, so this is a whole nother conversation.
It's a whole nother conversation.
The economics of streaming. Because a lot of people think I'm paying $10 a month, the artist is getting some slice of that. But the reality is...
The reality is, I mean, we've seen these stories. We've seen Pharrell talk about, I've only made a couple grand from Happy. We all know Happy. We've all heard Happy.
Right.
You think of Joe Schmo. I don't want to call him Joe Schmo, but if you think
whoever.
Of a small band who has a local following and is depending on sort of, you know, the sales that they're putting out, when they go tour or their merchandise or things like that, and they have their album on Spotify, they're probably making no money.
So what does it take to change that? I mean, I don't know what arrangement Taylor Swift had with Apple to get, you know, that taken care of, but not everybody is Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. And I wish I had the answer, but I don't think anybody has the answer. I think that's why the conversation is ongoing. But Taylor has what a lot of artists do not have, and she has a strong following that will continue to buy and buy and buy. Look at what her album is still doing. I mean, 1989 is still massive. I mean, she's about to do 5 nights at Staples Center, sold out. Like, that's incredible. It's crazy.
Are you going?
I might have to show up and dance because I love the album so much.
Garrett Kennedy covers music for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks, man.
Thanks so much. It's always so much fun.